This episode of the Everything is Marketing podcast brought to you by Onnit Supplements online at onnit.com. That's where you can get Alpha Brain for Focus and the Warrior Bar to fight that mid-afternoon hunger, because you should stop eating chips and candy bars. It's 2015, people. Get the Warrior Bar online, Onnit, onnit.com. And without further ado, it's episode 10 of Everything is Marketing.
Marketers ruin everything.
Welcome to the Everything is Marketing podcast.
What I don't want to do is to pretend this is show number one.
What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things.
So today on the show, obviously, we are a week away from the Super Bowl. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about this new thing that Twitter's getting involved in that is called missed call marketing, and how that might relate to your voicemail box that may or may not be full. Okay, so Super Bowl is coming up. It is the Seahawks and the Patriots. I wrote a piece yesterday talking about how this may be the best football movie never made, as the rich kid quarterback with the supermodel wife and his cheating team go up against the underdogs that are the Seattle Seahawks. If you want to read it, you can check it out online at Polymath and Vine. But I really feel that since the NFL is going to do absolutely nothing about the inflated balls, and they don't really care that Bill Belichick wants to have press conferences in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday that Bill Nye, the science guy, then debunks one day later, they will really have no penalty to them as they head into Super Bowl, other than the distraction of not inflating or deflating the balls. What will be interesting is all the other stories that they will try and push out this week about this player and that player, and all the stories that have nothing to do with the poundage of air inside the football. And if you did not catch Saturday Night Live this weekend to see the skit that they did, they've kind of captured perfectly the insanity that is hashtag Inflategate. That said, doesn't stop the Super Bowl. $78 per person in America this week. That is what we're going to spend either on snacks or on gear or on a 4K TV. And that's even before we see the advertisements. That's even before we consume the YouTube halftime show. Are you going to watch Katy Perry? Are you going to watch YouTube? I don't think it's going to be a choice. Like I said last week, we're in the era of the dual screen. So you'll be watching that YouTube halftime show on your phone or your tablet while you have the game on in the background. And I think that's a win for both platforms. It'll be interesting to see what the guys from Epic Mealtime are going to do in that halftime show, but a really cool play by YouTube to see what will happen if you offered something much like the Puppy Bowl as an alternative to the halftime show. If, for example, you think Katy Perry is talentless, not saying that she is, but there might be people out there that think she's talentless. So there's that. As I mentioned earlier, Twitter has purchased this company that had mass success in India with something called missed call marketing. What is that? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. You call a number, the number does nothing other than essentially hang up on you, and then texts you coupons or commercials or any sort of advertisement. It's been huge in India. I don't know how it will work here. However, this past week, as I was reading the story, had this happen to me not once, not twice, but three times. I called three different people I was attempting to do business with, and all three of them, their mailboxes were full, which was epically frustrating. However, if they had sent me a coupon, I probably would have been less frustrated. That said, if you are somebody who is operating in the connection economy, meaning that you make a living connecting with people and getting business done by connecting with them, you probably should clean out your mailbox. And make no mistake, really nobody is that important and nobody is that busy. So do not make this mistake, which is confusing laziness with busyness. You should not, under any circumstances, be too lazy to clean out your mailbox. When you hear a message, delete it. Put it to your archives. Do something with it, because if somebody calls you, let's say, I don't know, me, a customer, calls you and I can't get through on your voicemail and you don't answer the phone and you don't have a coupon that you sent me from missed call marketing, well, chances are I'm going to look for somebody else, because the chances of you being the only person that does that specific thing are slim to none. So while Twitter purchases this company, you don't have access to missed call marketing yet. So you should pick up the phone and you use that mobile phone as your office, as most of us do. Please, please, please do yourself a favor today. I'll keep this quick today because I know you're busy checking your voicemail. So clean off your voicemail messages or talk to Twitter and get that missed call marketing, because that would be fun. And then send people a coffee coupon or some sort of coupon like that. If you need anything, you can always find us online at the MLive Media Group. That's where the Week in Review is up. So you can read everything about Inflategate. You can get the updated information on the SAG Awards as those were put out last night if you follow the Movie Universe Plus. Sundance happened, kicked off on Friday, and there are a lot of amazing movies that people are talking about. None more amazing than this movie Dope that has yet to be picked up, but probably by the end of the week will be picked up and get greenlit into a release date. So go to the MLive Media Group right now and check out the trailer for Dope. It will be the best 3 minutes of your day. Have a wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow for the Everything is Marketing podcast.